Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
I wanted to say something because I posted something on Instagram and it got a lot of traction. And it was actually an old post. But what I realized is that a lot of people, you know, don't catch the information when it comes out, or they might be new, or they just forgot. So I posted about my ILIT, Irrevocable Life Insurance Trust. And this is something that I think is important for people to understand. Just the trust, period. We should probably at some point bring a lawyer on to talk about trust and estate planning, because it's extremely important, especially when you're talking about wealth. But the whole point of a trust is to take things out of your name. And this is why when they always say, you always hear that cliche, like, what is it? Own nothing, control everything.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's kind of where that comes from, whereas, you know, a lot of wealthy people, they don't really, and they're not really in a hurry to have their name on everything. And this goes back to even that versus battle with Jeezy and Gucci. Mm. And when Jeezy said he owns half Atlanta, and then, you know, of course, people on social media, they got to Googling and they was like, well, it actually comes out that he only owns one house in Macon, Georgia. Da, 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 da. And then there's another wave of social media people that was like, well, you know, you don't, just because your name is not attached to it doesn't mean that you don't
own. Surprise.
That's actually more beneficial because just how you found out that he owns that house, like, don't you think that it would probably be beneficial that you wouldn't be able to find it out? And it's like, you know, that's why people own things and trust and LLCs and different things of that nature for protection on a legal side, but also to take things out of their personal estate, because there's a thing called estate taxes. So this is extremely important, where it's like, okay, as you're accumulating wealth and you become wealthy, this information might not apply to you right now, but God willing, it will apply to you in the future. And this is the whole point of why you're watching Market Mondays, right? So when you're 10 million up and when you're 20 million up, now you got a whole different set of problems. It's not like your problems aren't money. Your problems are keeping money.
Yes.
That's extremely important. Getting money is one thing. Keeping money is a whole different ballgame. And that's the part that they never taught you. They never really taught you how to get money, but some people are smart enough to figure it out. But you definitely wasn't taught how to keep money. Because even if you get money, it could just be a fluke. They let you have money for 20 years, 30 years, but that's not really no real money, because ultimately you're just going to give it back in 30 years anyway. When you die, your family, the IRS, everybody's just going to come, and then, you know, one generation, you're back to where you started. So this is extremely important to understand. So when you hear the word trust, it's just important. I wanted to kind of give that groundwork.
Notepad time? I just want to know if it's notepad time.
Yes, this is important.
Right, let's do this then.
It's always notepad.
Let's do this then. Let's do this thing.
Yes. Money Green, let's go.
Money Green, the money team.
Hey.
So there's a difference between tax evasion and tax avoidance. Let's put this out there right away. Because I'm not going through this with you. Oh, this tax evasion is a federal crime that you will be penalized for, and you'll probably go to jail if you ever get caught. This is when you're purposely avoiding paying taxes and you're lying on your income and you're not reporting income. That is tax evasion. That's illegal, and you should never do that under any circumstances. Tax avoidance is the practice of minimizing the taxes that you owe in a legal and efficient manner. This is something that smart people do and wealthy people have been doing for a very long period of time. Tax avoidance is not tax evasion. They're two different things, right? And we can have a conversation about Donald Trump at some point if you're interested, but that's a different conversation altogether.
I would duck that straight.
Everybody out of scene. Everybody out of camera.
Not I. I'm cool.
So your whole point is to pay as little taxes as possible. There's nothing wrong with that. And this is why it's important to be a business owner. This is why it's important to have deductions. This is why it's important to have employees, because the tax code, once again, is not set up for employees. The tax code is set up for entrepreneurs and investors, landowners. These are the who do you think writes the tax code? This is something that people don't fully understand. And one thing that you can't do if you're trying to become wealthy, you can't beef with information. Don't argue with information. Don't
or
fight
legislation.
With information. Yeah, but the thing is, like, if you're not qualified to speak, you have to listen. If you're not qualified to speak, you have to listen. This is where humility comes into play. So, all right, having said that, the ILIT, Irrevocable Life Insurance Trust, very important to understand why this is even important. So the Irrevocable Life Insurance Trust is when you have a life insurance policy, but you're not the owner. The trust, you have a trust set up, and the trust is the owner of the life insurance. Now, why is this important? Because if you own life insurance in your own personal name, right, and you die, now that gets added into your estate. Now, if you're worth $5 million and you have a $5 million life insurance policy, now you are actually, your estate is $10 million. It's actually an issue, because now you have what's called estate tax. You can study what happened to Prince. You can study what happened to Michael Jackson. When you don't have an estate plan, the government comes and they want money within 90 days. So now you have to, this is why the whole estate sale, when you see a lot of musicians like Elvis Presley, they selling his guitar because they don't have enough money. So now you got to do a fire sale and start selling things, start selling autographed jerseys, start selling homes, because you got to raise money to give it to the IRS. That's because they didn't do estate planning. Extremely important to understand this. So to avoid the life insurance causing an issue, then you can put it in a trust. And being that it's in a trust, it doesn't get added to your estate because you don't own it. The estate owns it.
Yeah.
That is the benefit of it. Now, what it also can do is pay estate taxes, because if you have taxes that are due, now you can use a portion of the life insurance policy that's owned by the estate tax-free to pay your estate taxes and a variety of different other things that you can actually do to set it up. So, like I said, it's not for everybody, but a lot of people listen to Market Mondays. So I'm assuming that some of the people probably are in that situation where mm-hmm. they are wealthy. You just by the number of 100,000 people listen to this, some are wealthy. Mm-hmm. And that's just the law of large numbers. And like I said, if you yourself are not wealthy, that's okay.
You're going to get there.
At some point.
Stay with us long enough.
When you are there, it's better to have the information as opposed to not having the information. We saw it happen. Rest in peace to Takeoff. He didn't have a will. He didn't have any estate planning in place. His parents, they're not together anymore. And now allegedly they're, you know, fighting over his situation. And it's in probate and it's the whole thing. So it's like these things keep happening. Mm-hmm. They keep happening. It was happening in the 60s with Jimi Hendrix.
Yep.
It happened with Prince. It happened with Michael Jackson.
Tupac.
As recently with Takeoff. This is generations keep making the same mistake because they're not educated and they're not informed. And you're not planning for your death because you're thinking that it's superstitious that if you think about death, you're going to die. Well, newsflash, you're going to die. It's 100% chance you're going to die. That's the thing about it. It's 100% chance. I've never met a person that is 300 years old.
They're not die-proof.
500 years old.
They're not die-proof.
I've never met a person that's immortal.
Yep.
Never met a person that has Elon Musk, all the money that he's... I've never met a person that has become immortal yet. Yep. Who knows? Maybe they are. I just never met them. I've never met an immortal person before. I've never met somebody
maybe
that
with
was
some
alive.
Of them babies they put in like in that Matrix womb, they'll be able to live for 300 years.
Put them in a bubble.
The Matrix pod.
Jesus. Put them in a bubble. The real bubble.
That's the other big podcast boom we're going to see.
Yeah. So...
The Matrix pod.
Reach out to your trusted lawyer. Get your estate plan in order. This is extremely important. And this is what I'm doing myself as of right now. I'm getting my estate plan in order. So even if you're not at the level to get a trust, check your beneficiaries.
Yeah.
Get life insurance. Get a power of attorney. Get a healthcare proxy. Get your estate plan in order. We're at the top of the year. Everybody's setting a New Year's resolution. This is a good resolution for you to have. Have a conversation with your family, have a conversation with your children. You know, sometimes you got to have uncomfortable conversations. So yeah, just wanted to talk about that. I'm sure we'll probably, like I said, at some point we should probably bring a lawyer on and we can have an even more in-depth conversation, but important to keep in mind.
New Year's resolution, check your paperwork.
Update your paperwork, fam. Listen, if somebody put it on you good 2 years ago and y'all broke up, you may want to take her name off of Bernice to get all your money and then all your three kids on the side be mad. It has happened. I know somebody who, I ain't gonna say your name, I love you. I was in love with her. Why was you in love with what she was doing to you? Okay, great.
Great.
Think with your head, but not your head, right? Never updated his paperwork. Nice little policy came through for the side joint, not the main joint or the kids.
And then one last thing, because people ask, what's the best type of policy? There's a variety of different type of policies, but the policy that I'm using personally is guaranteed protection, universal life, because that's a lifelong policy where it's not designed to build cash value. Uh-huh. So it's a cheaper premium than a whole life or a IUL. But you don't want to do term with this because term is going to run out.
Yeah.
So you need a permanent type of policy. So for all you people that's like, well, whole life isn't a good investment. Well, I'm not here to convince you that it is a good investment.
But if it runs out and you never get the benefit, that's a great finesse. And I'm pro term in some cases, but if you don't expire before the 20 years or 30 years, and then they get to keep all the premium. That is that's like options for the brokerage houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 years is here.
Yeah.
Expired.
But the guaranteed protection is another choice where it's like a hybrid between term and whole life where it's not designed to build cash value, but it's going to be here for the rest of your life. So you don't have to worry about it expiring. So
how much coverage are you getting? Or should we
how much coverage? To be determined.
We zoomed in on that.
Mike clipped that out. Shotty, like, what you doing? Boy. Okay. We have that offline. Join our group text. I make money from Texas, and we'll tell you how much coverage you should be getting if you want your leisure to be earned.
All right.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.